inside the doorway.
Welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Monday. Start of another fun week here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Good afternoon and welcome. This is The Flip Side, your host, Robbie Noel, with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. A little later in the show, I'll more than likely say something that'll upset some people. But always remember this. It's only your truly good friends that will tell you that you have bad breath. A quick check on the financial markets. Well, Wall Street was doing okay until the UAW decided to go on strike. Yes, first strike in 37 years, because the United Auto Workers want something that General Motors will find difficult to promise. What is that, you may ask? Oh, just a little thing called job security. Dow Jones Industrial Averages falling 61 points to end the day at 13,759. NASDAQ off 3 at 2,667. S&P 500 off 8 at 1,517. Wall Street paid no attention to the fact that oil dropped below $81 a barrel because there was no hurricanes. Well, it was a little hurricane, tried to become a big hurricane, then it died, then it reared itself again, then it disappeared. But there's another one lurking not too far away. In the metals complex, gold taking a breather. Before the next march to $800, closed up 10 cents on the day at $732.60. Silver off a penny at $13.53. Platinum up $9 at $1,337. And palladium flat on the day at $3.42. As we mentioned, oil was a little weaker today, actually off 43 cents on the day to close at $80.50. U.S. dollar index. Mr. Paulson came out and said, United States stands by a strong dollar policy, as the rest of the world saying, we're out of here. Dollar index falling 6 basis points, ending at U.S. dollar index at 78.42. You know, a lot of people ask me about the U.S. dollar index. What is that that you keep on quoting? We'll give you a little explanation of what the dollar index is and how they come at their rating system, if you will, after this. One more stories, tell you what happened with the gold market, and then probably make a whole bunch of politically incorrect statements that, well, you'll have to hang around and find out what they are when we return.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Welcome back, my friends, on this start of a new week. Flip side with Robbie Noel. U.S. dollar index, which we quote on the show every day. We do it as a public service. To give you an idea of the value of the U.S. dollar. U.S. dollar, the dollar index is based on six currencies. And there's a computer model. This is a computer model. It's a computer-generated index. They take the six currencies being the euro, the Japanese yen, the British pound, the Canadian dollar, the Swedish krona, and the Swiss franc. And they've worked out a formula percentage-wise of the currencies. The predominant currency, the overwhelming currency in the index is the euro, which accounts for roughly 57% of the index. The yen, 13%, the pound 11%, the Canadian dollar 9%, the Swedish krona 4%, and the Swiss franc 3.5%. And then based on this index is how we get at the relative strength of the U.S. dollar based on these foreign currencies. Give you an idea what what the current dollar index sitting at just under 80 means put it into sort of simple thing to understand. In 2002, when the price of gold was $300, the U.S. dollar index stood at 125. Today, obviously, that index is down by half. So subsequently, the price of gold has gone from $300 to $750. What does it mean? As many analysts and technical people are talking about, that the U.S. dollar, and obviously our good friend Bob Chapman's also mentioned this, that the U.S. dollar should go down to around 40 on the U.S. dollar index, which subsequently means that the price of gold is going to double between now and when the U.S. dollar index hits 40. Now, granted, it could far surpass that number. Which is my personal feeling. We will surpass that number because We have yet to get into a phenomena that we've never experienced before, and I don't really know how it's going to pan out. But we will come to a point in the not too distant future where we will start seeing the wholesalers within the gold industry jacking up premiums on all coinage substantially. And that will simply be based on the reality hitting home that the demand is far too great for the above ground supply of available gold coins. People simply assume that there's an endless supply of gold coins. 2 weeks ago, I couldn't take orders for British sovereigns. British sovereigns have been around for 500 years. The British sovereigns we offer at Republic are all pre-1933, brilliant, uncirculated condition. These are the most commonly traded coins in the world and have been for generations, for goodness sake. Wherever there was a Union Jack, including the 13 colonies, traded in British sovereigns. It's the most widely used gold coin on the face of the earth. Now, it could have just been an anomaly that the supplier, and I'm talking about the largest supplier in the United States of foreign gold, missed the demand versus what he had in stock. I mean, that could be a possibility why they ran out. But it's not the first time. If it was just British sovereigns, I'd accept it. But it was also the most popular half-ounce coin, the $10 Liberty, in extra fine condition, that we couldn't take orders on 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. So we are starting to see a drying up of the physical market. When this becomes a reality, there's no question that dealers are going to jack up premiums on all coins, and obviously to meet the demand. And it's just like anything else out there. You've got to understand this, and a lot of people won't understand this, because there's a good possibility that when gold goes to $1,000 or $1,500 an ounce, you will be paying $200, $300 premium over that price to own a gold coin because of the demand. If you remember when Chrysler introduced the Viper, the Viper had a sticker price of $50,000 on the car. This was a sticker price that Chrysler put on the Viper when it first came out. Well, the demand for the Viper was so great that you couldn't buy a Viper for under $100,000. And that doubling of the sticker price was based on nothing more than there were more people who wanted the Viper than Chrysler had produced. And the same thing that works there is the same thing that's going to work in the gold market. There's no difference whatsoever. Let me tell you something else that's going to start happening in the gold market. They haven't said anything. It's just my speculation of understanding, because we are in uncharted territory. We haven't seen gold at these levels since 1980. And before then, that was the all-time high. And just remember that up to 1980, Americans had only been able to own gold for 5 years prior to that. I mean, out of mind, out of sight. I mean, the only people who were buying gold in the 60s and the 70s in America were people that were obviously taken up with the South African Kruger Rand, and they wanted it because it was illegal to own. It's a strange phenomenon, this. Make something illegal, and all of a sudden, everybody wants it. It's a phenomenal thing. So when South Africa introduced the Kruger Rand, and it was the first one-ounce coin, because all coins before that were based on weights and measures, it was the first one-ounce and half-ounce and quarter-ounce and tenth-ounce coin, or there was the first mint in the world to produce coins like this, and because it got a lot of publicity worldwide, everybody wanted them. Americans were buying Kruger Rands hand over fist and depositing them in. I mean, it was a huge, and there were not many people that were smart enough to figure it out at the time, but a lot of people made a lot of money. So we're in uncharted territory right now. The experiences that I know a lot of these dealers experience during wild markets is going to force them to enact, because right now if you call up and you place an order with Republic Trading Group, We lock you in on the telephone immediately. In other words, we confirm the price for you right there and then. That's your price. And we give you your confirmation number, and you mail in your payment, and we ship you out the product. In fast markets, wholesalers will more than likely start demanding from dealers like myself that before we can lock in an order, we have to have money in the account. In other words, Republic Trading Group will have to put up a guarantee deposit with a wholesaler so that in the event that the client reneges on the deal, because the day he places the order, gold was $750 and the next day it was $700, so the client decides he's not going to send his check, Republic Trading Group's on the hook for that order. And this is what happens in fast markets. Now, when that happens in fast markets and those restrictions are put on brokers, then let me tell you something. Premiums could go completely nuts. Cost of doing business, just one of those things. As I said, everybody assumes that there's a unlimited supply of gold coins, which there's not. It's a very small portion of the world's gold that has ever been converted into coinage. When you take the enormity of the 155,000 metric tons, if you want to do the math on how many ounces that is, rough one, 32,000 ounces make up a metric ton. If you take that, you've got to understand that three quarters of that is held by institutions, central banks, very wealthy private individuals like the Rothschilds. Less than a third of that is divided up between the jewelry industry, the manufacturing industry, and you and me, the private investor, who buys gold coins from government-issued mints. Now, the U.S. Mint 2 weeks ago suspended the sales of its W Mint coins. A lot of people got wiggy when that happened. Why is the mint suspending sales of its W Mint coins? Well, it just because it was there was a price differential. W Mint coins are are collectibles. They sell at a higher premium than your American Gold Eagle. Your American Gold Eagle today sells at around $770. Your W Mint Gold Eagles sell for $895. Well, guess what? When they come back online, and I don't know if they've come back online yet, they're going to come back at around $9.95 to reflect, obviously, the increase in the gold price. They didn't suspend the coins for any other reason except for that. But we will be facing a serious shortage of physical gold product. I mean, there's just no ifs, ands, or buts about that. And we haven't even started to see the generally dumb public out there being awakened to this. It's starting to happen bit by bit, more and more on each final, because they can't escape it any longer. It's like the pink elephant in the middle of the room. They can't escape not talking about gold and why gold has been rising. So the vast collection of the unwashed out there is getting exposure to gold, which they've never got before. And all of a sudden, people are losing confidence in the promise of paper and are looking for something with a little bit more substance, if you get my drift.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The weekend, I do what most people do, sit back, relax, try and take my mind off politics and finance, and get a little escapism, thanks to the boob tube, and watch football. Yeah, it's fun to do, especially in the Valley of the Sun, where the thermometer has finally broken 100, and yeah, you get the feeling of fall. Yeah, we do funny things to welcome fall. Watching football is one of them. All during the broadcast, and I forget which game it was, I think it was the Cowboys game I was watching, we were reminded by the commentators that this was Hispanic Awareness Month, or Hispanic Appreciation Month. And I was thinking to myself, you know, we have all these appreciation months. We have the Gay and Lesbian Appreciation Month. We have what we are dealing with now, the Hispanic Appreciation Month. We have the Jewish Appreciation Month. We have the Sick and the Invalid Appreciation Month. And it dawned on me that there are only two classifications of people that don't have an Appreciation Month in the United States of America, land of the free and the home of the brave. And that is for Caucasians or Anglos or otherwise known as white people. There's no White Person Appreciation Month. Celebrating the achievements and the gifts to culture that whites have given the world, just as they try to do with the blacks. Because Black Appreciation Month, they want to use it as an opportunity to show that the advances blacks have made and to warmly embrace their culture and their heritage and their unique little quirky ways. And the same goes for Hispanics. And then we got the Gay Appreciation Month. And then it dawned on me, there's only two classes, whites and Arabs. There's no Arab Appreciation Month in America. I wonder why. Why are these two classes not given an Appreciation Month? Well, there is a movement that started by a collective group of what we refer to as neocons. They've established an Islam of Fascism Awareness Week. And I thought it would be appropriate to bring it up on the same day that Mr. Benijad gave his speech at Columbia. Beginning October the 22nd, student groups across the nation will hold Islamo Fashion Awareness Week. The week's events will include speeches about Islamo Fascism by prominent figures, including former Senator Rick Santorum, a dispensationalist and an avowed evangelical Zionist. The same goes for Sean Hannity, no explanation needed there. The blonde bimbo, the poster child for the repeal of the 19th Amendment, Ann Coulter. Dennis Prager. Now, there's one confused Jew, if there ever was one. Robert Spencer. I guess he's from Dartmouth. Daniel Pipes. Oh, there's an unbiased report. Oh, look, David Horwitz. Former communist, then turned liberal, then went conservative, now is on the fringes of the lunatic fringe. Who else have we got? Oh, Michael Ledeen. Who could forget Michael Ledeen, the leftists of the leftists that that became conservative? I don't know. It makes no sense to me, these people. Who else do we have? We have, oh, Melanie Morgan. Oh, it'd be a tough one between her and Ann Coulter. And Michael Medved, another confused Jew. So all these people are coming out, going around the institutes of higher learning, where today, what's his name, Bollinger, the head professor, Columbia University, invited Mr. Benijad to come to his university to enlighten the students, to give his point of view as to what is going on in Iran. What are Iran's intentions? Is it true, you want to eliminate Israel from the face of the earth? Is it? So anyway, the introductions come, and up Mr. Bollinger gets, and as all true hosts of guests will do, proceeds to just tear stripes off Mr. Benijad, telling him he's a despot, dictator, thug, intellectual, lightweight. And by the way, we welcome you to the university and give our students your enlightening opinion. Oh, yeah. No bias here. Yeah? From the left, I might add. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the flip side on this Monday. So Mr. Benajad was at Columbia, was given, disrespectful from the dean, if you will, of the Institute of Higher Learning, which just illustrated once again how brainwashed a large segment of U.S. population is. I've read a lot of what Benajad says, and it's amazing how distorted what he says is portrayed in the mainstream media in order to justify prejudiced opinions, such as questioning of 9/11 or the Holocaust. The big AP headline today says Benajad questions 9/11 and the Holocaust. Well, hello, so have I. Maybe it's because there's lies associated with those two events that those seeking the truth want to find answers for and just ask pertinent questions rather than accept the claptrap that's been dealt to us by masters of disinformation. As far as the Holocaust was concerned, and as we've said many times on this program, because there's been a constant reference that Benajad has denied the Holocaust, which, as I've pointed out on many occasions, he's never denied the Holocaust, he just questions it. In other words, he's not questioning whether it happened or not, he just questions the numbers, or questions the conventional wisdom of the events surrounding the Holocaust. And he brings a point. Why is it that academics and scholars in Europe who do question the Holocaust find themselves in jail? A good question to ask, if you ask me. So the constant barraging by right-wing talk show hosts and the rest of the media that he denied the Holocaust was false. And now today they're aframe, being caught out in the lies. Well, it seems like Abinijad has changed his opinion about the Holocaust. No, he hasn't. He just said the same thing all the time about eradicating Israel off the map. Now, this is an interesting one, because no matter how many times Abinijad says it, the media just doesn't like cottoning onto the word Zionism. Because Abinijad has said it's not the destruction of Israel that he is advocating. He's looking for the overthrow and the removal of the Zionist influence within Israel. After all, there's 25,000 Jews who live very happily in Iran and have got no intention of running away from Abinijad because they fear for their life. The only people that actually do fear for their life in Iran are homosexuals. You see, back there, they don't allow minority groups to dictate policy to the majority. Minority groups who have deviant desires and actions obviously are shunned by society in Iran, which is not much different, by the way, to Robert Mugabe in Zimbabwe, who is also in New York as we speak. But it's funny that these academics who were screaming for many years to impose sanctions and bomb Rhodesia into oblivion because of the fact that there was a white minority controlling a black majority. They were beside themselves with this injustice that was going on in Southern Africa. We must do something about it. Colleges and universities throughout America went on boycotts. Students demonstrated in the square. Do something about South Africa. Disinvest from South Africa. These people are harming the poor indigenous, poor black peoples of Africa. You got to do something about it. These people are mean. You know, Pick Botha was never ever given an invite to appear at any American college to tell the other side of the story about South Africa. When I first came to America in 1979, it's the first thing I became very aware of. And that the media that was portraying what was going on in South Africa was a complete distortion from reality. After all, I was there, lived there all my life. And what the media was portraying was 180 degrees from what reality was. And all the media was doing was in incenting the public up to these images of white people beating black people into submission. When you saw pictures of South Africa back in those days, in 79 and 80, you didn't see pictures of Cape Town's white beaches and the million-dollar condos on the beach and people enjoying themselves in the sun. No, what you saw were little black shanty towns where policemen with big sticks and police dogs were whipping up on black people. So I challenge the colleges and the universities out there, if you're going to start talking about people who are despots and dictators, why don't you take a look at one Robert Mugabe, for goodness sake? He's in New York City. Why doesn't anybody deal with him? You know, let me give you a little story here. Because we have seen these images from Africa many times during the apartheid era. And Zimbabwe neighbors South Africa. But the brutality that's going on in Zimbabwe today, first of all, is not shown on national television. Why? Because there are no media representatives from the West allowed in Zimbabwe. But in Zimbabwe, you have a black minority that is terrorizing the black majority. And the tyranny isn't racial, it's political. But it's still tyranny, no matter which way you look at it, on a momentous scale. The comparisons with P.W. Post's repression in the 1980s are anything if understatements. Robert Mugabe's regime no longer cares about Zimbabweans or international public opinion. It cares only about clinging on to power, maintaining the looted wealth and privileges that it's given its black elite. State repression knows no bounds, as evidenced by the barefaced police battery of the opposition leader, which required him to have hospital treatment for head injuries. Dozens of other opposition leaders have been beaten, tortured, and killed. But the world media pays absolutely no attention. But this is nothing new. I mean, Mugabe has murdered more black Americans than the South African apartheid policy killed during its whole 40-odd year reign. In just one decade, since the 1980s, Robert Mugabe massacred 30,000 Matabele when he got into power. The world was completely silent about this. But the world made a big deal of the Sharpeville massacre that it said in Johannesburg, where six blacks died. But 30,000 that Mugabe kills, the media pays no attention, academia pays no attention. And the world was outraged, by the way, of Sharpeville, but not about Matabele land. Why the double standard? A black state murdering black citizens does not apparently merit the same outrage as a white state murdering black citizens. Now, by the classic definition, that's racism. Over recent years, thousands of Zimbabwean opposition activists have been kidnapped, detained without trial, tortured, and raped. And yes, that's correct. Robert Mugabe's most pathological stormtroopers use sexual violence as a weapon of war. They rape, it doesn't matter to them, they rape both female and male political detainees in a bid to humiliate and psychologically break them. Hundreds of opposition supporters are still, to this very day, unable to freely against their opposition to Mugabe. Mugabe and his thugs no longer care about Zimbabwe or international public opinion. They now are ruling by brute force in the full knowledge that the African Union and the United Nations will do nothing. White racist oppression stirs the international community to action, but as we saw during the apartheid era, but black-on-black fascism produces only indifference. Mugabe is skillfully exploiting these ethical double standards to get away with the destruction of a whole nation. In Zimbabwe, the inflation rate is now over 1,700%. Employment is 80%. The budget deficit is nearly half the country's GDP. About 3,500 Zimbabweans die every week from a combination of malnutrition, poverty, HIV, AIDS, which means that more people are dying in Zimbabwe than are dying in Darfur. But all we hear the politicians talk about is Darfur. Nobody wants to touch Zimbabwe. Why? Because it's a black thing. Look at the recent events that have happened with the Gen 6 and how the whole nation all of a sudden went completely apoplectic because a couple of white guys hang a noose under a tree. And then six black guys beat up a white guy, and now the injustice is against the black guy. Today on Fox News, yeah, every now and again, unfortunately, I switch over, there was a video clip of six black guys beating a white guy. I went to try and find the video clip. You can't find it anywhere. I tried to look for a news story. You can't find it anywhere. How soon do we forget? What about the Duke Lacrosse case? Here, once again, you've got academia. You've got, at Duke, you had 80 professors, learned professors, tenured professors, who convicted the Duke lacrosse players before even the facts were out. And even after the fact, when the district attorney admitted his errors, and the new district attorney declared them innocent. These 80 intellectual heavyweights from Duke still said these kids were guilty. Now think about this. Affluent white kids from good families suddenly decided to break down and rape a black woman? Makes no logical sense. Makes no logical sense in any way, shape, or form. That's the ooh factor. Yeah. It's the same thing with the Tawana Brawley thing. But yet, yeah, we've got now we've got calls from Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. They could have actually got some empathy from me if they went after the Justice Department for how broken the Justice Department, because let me tell you one thing, that Duke Lacrosse case, and nobody wants to touch this one, that Duke Lacrosse case is not an isolated incident of a rogue prosecutor. That's the way every single prosecutor in the United States operates. They are the most powerful people on the planet. They have power as much as, almost as much as a president of the United States. The only power that a prosecutor doesn't have is sending your kids to fight and die in a far-off war. Outside of that, they've got every single power of the presidency. And when they want to come after your ass, they'll come after your ass. And to hell with the facts, because they will bury the facts in order to bury you, because you are their target, and you are the person that they are going to use to climb the corporate ladder. Stuart Taylor's got a book out. It's called Until Proven Innocent. I believe Stuart Taylor writes for the I've forgotten what paper he writes for. Could be the New York Times for all I know. But he's got a book out, and I watched it on C-SPAN over the weekend, why people aren't outraged by the Justice Department and what they are doing. You had Victoria Tunsing on as well, who I don't agree with most of the time, but she was a former prosecutor, now a defense attorney. They just simply reiterate what Stuart Taylor was saying. This is the basis of all freedom, a justice system. This is why people can't understand. You don't have respect for law. You have anarchy. You have nothing. I mean, when we look at all these cases of prosecutorial misconduct, I mean, we have a serious problem. I mean, we go back to the McMartin preschool. You can go back to Waco. You can go back to Oklahoma City. Randy Weaver, Richard Jewell. Now, there was a perfect case. And then you had all the perp walks by many CEOs, because there was this frenzy to get corporate CEOs in jail. And we had all those perp walks. Half of them got off scot-free. It was all trumped-up charges. You know, I'm surprised that nobody's questioning Rudy Giuliani and his track record as a public prosecutor, a DA, a district attorney. I would like to know how many innocent people are sitting in prison because of Rudy Giuliani. And let me tell you something as well. The other day we made a comment about America becoming a police state. Over the weekend, I put up the stories of police roadblocks that were set up over the weekend. I mean, this is a phenomena of epic proportion. Let's see, Boston, state police planning DUI checkpoints this weekend. Where's this one? Pleasanton, California. Pleasanton to have DUI checkpoints this weekend. Where's this other one? Santa Cruz Police Department, in conjunction with the California Highway Patrol, the University of California, Santa Cruz Police Department, conduct DUI checkpoints from 9 p.m. until 3 a.m. Oakland. Now, Oakland's a whole different story. It's a whole different country. In Oakland, California, they've got a DUI warrant checkpoint. Not only are they checking to find out if you may have had a beer or two, but they also check you to see whether you have outstanding warrants. I mean, it's bizarre. Where are we going to? And yet we have all this misinformation, disinformation out there, and no wonder people can't figure out which is upside and which is downside. Is it any wonder that Congress, the hallowed congressmen and senators of the United States of America, have approval rating of 11%? And yet these are the people that are trying to dictate to us morality and the rule of law. But there is no rule of law. The rule of law is broken. and we sit here and we criticize and point fingers at people in other lands because we can't understand their language. We don't even know where they are geographically on the map. We don't understand their culture, and we don't understand their way of thinking. And we have been programmed by a disinformation campaign led by high intellectuals that have fed us this Zionism crap for so long, everybody thinks it's true. When I was listening to these kids asking questions, it was variations of how many times do you beat your wife?
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
You know, the events over the last 2 days, watching the 60 Minutes piece last night on Ahmadinejad, where the correspondent from CBS was just oozing his bias and his inability to actually understand any intellectual logic. Because these people are blind and they deaf to certain words, and Zionism is a word that these people are deaf to. They will always interchange it with Israel. They will never use the word Zionism as Abinijad does. They would rather use the term Israel because the large majority of the unwashed out there are that stupid. That's all they understand. The intellectual ability of the debates that I watched today. I watched 60 Minutes piece last night. I watched the press conference that was held at the press club in Washington D.C. today, which was another embarrassment for the mainstream U.S. press, as you could hear them giggling and laughing and just making asinine comments the whole way through his speech today. And then to watch Bollinger and a disgrace. If you're going to invite somebody, you know, it's like it's just common decency. It's like when a caller calls up to the show, or I have a guest on. If I invite a guest onto the show, and I don't do it too often, but don't ask me why. But if I invite a guest onto the show, and even if we are 180 degrees opposed to whatever issue that we are discussing, I give him the courtesy. He's a guest. I've invited him into my house, if you will. And I will treat him with the respect. The display today by Bollinger at Columbia was disgraceful. What more can I say? Disappointing. Helps me understand why I lost a country. Helped me understand how biased and misinformed the mainstream media is. How they completely abdicated their responsibility of being the guardians of the fourth estate. Why people obviously are now dealing with the crises that we are dealing with is because you have a media that is completely broken. And is it any wonder that if the media is broken, that the Justice Department is broken? I mean, it's today was an eye opener for me. Once again, not that I didn't know this, but it just reinforced and solidified how people can be so misguided and people are so consumed with cultural Marxism. And as I've often said, cultural Marxism will ultimately be the death of this great nation. And so, besides eradicating this ideology called Zionism, we need to also change our opinions on where we get our information from. Till tomorrow. See you. Bye.